Welcome to Transformation with Martinet. Martinet Emmons is a transformational life coach who broke free from childhood abuse, sexual trauma, and overcame cancer to become a powerful force of healing and hope for others. Martinet describes traumatic events as fierce emotional tsunamis. They can leave impending doom and destructive tidal waves of emotions that hit you when you least expect it. Martinet helps her clients dive into the depths of their trauma and pain as she stands fiercely advocating for them to shine a light on those experiences and find the lesson in the pain. She serves as a beacon of hope that guides you to see the strength, lessons, and purpose that can be born from the pain. You can feel alive with purpose again when you awaken your dormant strength, step into your power with a sense of peace, and discover a new wave of hope with the right tools and support. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation to inspire you to find hope and to see that there is a beautiful blue ocean of serenity, happiness, and fulfillment in your future. Transformation with Martinet starts now.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Transformation with Martinet. This is where we conquer everything and compromise nothing. Today's a different show. And hey, you know, every day is a new day, and every day is a new day to learn something new, to do something new. And it's the start of the year, right? So something new. So those of you who don't know, my show is about hope and about resilience. I believe, as my guests believe, that there is nothing that we as humans can't get through. We are resilient, and it's our choice always whether we want to stay in park or we want to put that car in drive and go again. We all have that choice. So my goal every show is to leave all of you with hope that there is so much that you can do, and it's hard, but you can get back up from anything. That's why we conquer everything and compromise nothing. So my show is every week, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. And without further ado, let's get started. But before we really get into the show, I want to introduce my friend, my realtor. He is a fabulous man, a person with, gosh, like 100% integrity. And as my realtor, he is somebody who we felt comfortable with. He took us around like no other realtor I've ever experienced. He was there for the whole journey with us. And I'm so grateful to have him as a sponsor of my show. Welcome, Daniel Comrie.
Oh, sure. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So tell us about you a little bit and what you do, and yeah, just about you.
So, like she said, my name is Daniel Comrie. I'm a local realtor here in Michigan, associate broker. And I'm very happy that that was the experience. That's the goal. And I love what I do. I get very invested into it, and most of my clients turn out to be great friends afterwards. As simple as I can think about it, I just try to treat everyone like I would treat my own mom or my aunt or somebody like my own family. And I'll be the first one to kill a deal. It's about the client. If they're happy, I'm happy. And then we like to always stay in touch after the sale as well, and see how their family grows. And I'm sending photos of my daughter to you. Like, we're friends afterwards. And so, like I said, at the end of the day, I sell houses. I help people buy homes. I sell houses. But it's about the relationship and connecting with people and just trying to help them in that transition of wherever they're at in their life.
Yeah. And that goes for like any of our relationships. And as we get older, as we were talking about a little bit before we even started the show, that you realize after, well, I think maybe I realized it pretty young, but relationships are everything. And in my world and my colleague, which I'm going to introduce really soon, Bert Wright, it's about connections. It's about creation with other people. It's about our families. It's about creating legacy. And even, you know, your position as a realtor and broker, it is about relationship and creating legacy, because people are going to come back to you. Their families are going to come back to you. Your friends are going to come to you. It's very important.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So share something fun with us.
Well, I kind of hinted at it. I just had our first daughter. She's almost 5 months, just getting into that rolling over phase. So that's been a huge new phase of life, figuring out the dad role and the market's shifting, and it's been the holidays. And so we got a lot going on. It's busy, but kind of thrive in the chaos. So I just have a lot of personal, a lot of business stuff going on, and it's great.
So. That's awesome. So Daniel, tell everybody where they can find you, even though the commercials are going to roll and, you know, there's a way that people can find you. It's going to be posted, but still.
Yeah. Believe it or not, I'm old school. Just call me. I love to talk on the phone. My cell phone's 586-260-8118. Again, that is my direct cell. You can call me anytime, text. My website is, or just Google my name. You'll find Facebook, Instagram, all the social media stuff as well. Again, Daniel Gomery, and it'll be all over, I'm sure, on the show today.
Yes. Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us for a bit here. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Yes. So I want to introduce, I'm going to actually let him formally introduce himself, but Bert Wright and I have been colleagues for a long time. We are part of Lisa Nichols' community and Sean Smith's community, and we've connected on different events and just fun conversations. We always have fun when we get together. So welcome, Bert, to the show. I appreciate you coming.
Thank you, Marty. Glad to be here.
Yeah. So as my audience knows, most of my audience knows, and you know, that my show is about hope. And I would love it if you would share one of your stories. I know you have a lot of them that would bring a sense of hope and overcoming to our audience.
Yes, Marnie. Once again, thank you for the opportunity to be here and speak to your audience. It's a wonderful opportunity to be here. I think, especially being the end of the year, I know the title of our show is Defining Wins, but I think about one story particularly in my life that stands out, which is overcoming the fear of trusting my own picker. Oftentimes we're in lives, we have choices we've made in the past that maybe didn't result in the outcome we desired. And for any number of reasons, we just began to stop trusting our picker in many ways, right? So in this particular situation for me, it was trusting my picker to choose my wife again. Oh. At some point, and I was previously engaged twice in the past, for many years, and for various different reasons, they didn't work out. Mm-hmm. And so when I first met my wife and we started dating, I was at a place where I had to ask myself, can I trust myself that I'm going to choose the right mate again? Mm-hmm. And I remember a specific time where we were sitting together hanging out. And I take it back to old school, Martinet. Old school, you remember that, like in elementary school, the little box picture. Will you do like a yes, no, maybe so? Yeah. So I literally asked if she wanted to be my girlfriend. Now, what was crazy, which is funny, is that she said, well, let me get back to you on that. And so I had to go through what I call the girlfriend council. Wait about a week or so. Mm-hmm. But the end result was that she said yes. She decided to say yes. I accept your, I give you a positive yes to your question.
Yeah.
But I learned that I had to be willing to say, trust myself, Bert. Trust yourself again. Mm-hmm. Have hope in the possibilities of the possibilities, right? And be okay in saying that if you trust yourself, believe in yourself, it can yield positive things when it's all at the end of the day. So that's my big overcoming story, is that learning that if I learn to trust myself, overcome my fear, then release past regrets, that when it's all said and done, there's so much more on the other side that I got to cherish and enjoy because of that.
Yeah, and that's really making sure your picker is right. Trusting yourself is so big, especially those of us, I've been married a second time now, and it was really hard to put myself back out there again, especially as a single mom of three.
Right.
That was not easy. And for me, it's like, living in California, where most of my family was, and then moving to Michigan, like trusting, like, can I really do this? That was big.
Yes.
So it's about making choices and trusting ourselves. How did you, after this, things worked out with your wife, how did you start to choose yourself?
It sounds so overly simplistic, but it really comes down to just give myself permission.
Mm-hmm.
Permission. I think we overcomplicated decisions when really it's just giving us a permission. Mm-hmm. And we often can be the biggest hurdles to our own blessings into our own opportunities when they're presented before of us, right? And be willing to say that I'm not going to attach my self-identity or who I am fully to the outcome. Let me clarify it again. I even though I asked my wife for to be my girlfriend and the experience, you know, hopefully she would say yes. I realized whether she said yes or no did not replenish who I was as a person.
Right.
And that oftentimes, you know, I see Danny here in sales. Often in sales, we get told no all the time, right? But we don't put as much value in the no's. We put value in the activity in many ways, right? And at the end of the day, we realize that it's the activity that matters more so than the outcome. Now, we have our own personal desires. We would love to have a positive outcome when it's all said and done. However, you know, we use a phrase, like use phrase in sales, high commitment, low attachment. And so that's kind of what helped me to get overcome those feelings of overwhelm and self-doubt.
Yeah. How about you, Danielle? I'm going to ask you that too, if you don't mind. How was it when you met your wife? I know that was in college. Did you have those fears too? Like, oh.
Yeah. And we joke, my I had a lot of fear actually. My roommate actually had to help me get her to talk to me in a way. That sounds stupid. I was afraid. I was like, yeah, she's quite a catch. And I was like, yeah, I don't know. And he ended up getting her number for me. It was just really funny. So I needed help. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. It's that confidence, right? Just that belief in yourself. And you know, it's always like, as a woman, I've always been afraid, but most of my women friends are, but I don't think we realize that it's just as hard on the men and they're just as scared. They just don't admit it. They find other ways of dealing with that fear than us, you know, we'll openly admit it. Whereas you men may not, right?
Probably not. we'll keep it within ourselves probably.
Yeah. But you, like, you know, Daniel, you had your friend help you. So was there, I don't know. I've been asking this more recently. Do you think there's a shift just as people, the generations, is it shifting a little more, like men are a little bit more comfortable now?
I think so. Yeah. I don't know if I would, I mean, maybe there might be a stigma, so to say, where, the guy is just, you know, don't show the emotions. Right. I know that's kind of what sometimes is thought to be. And yeah, deep down, I have a little bit of that. I have a little bit of a shell that I'm just going to, I handle my business. Right. I don't let things get in. But yeah, I think so. As generations, as things change, I think it's becoming a little more, maybe acceptable just to, be a little more vulnerable and have some emotion. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Good. That's a good thing, because it should be that we should be able to express ourselves always. It doesn't matter, you know, and of course, having that safe place, we can't share our everything with everybody. That's for sure. But being able to have those, you know, safe places to share what's inside. So we are going to take a break, and I know Daniel's going to take off. So thank you, Daniel, again, so much for coming on and for helping sponsor my show, because I couldn't do it without my sponsors. So I'm so grateful to you, and just grateful for your friendship and another adventure that we've been talking about soon here. We're moving again. So anyway, we'll be back, everyone, in just a few minutes with more conversation with Bert Wright and myself.
New home? If a new home is on your list of resolutions, now is the time to call Daniel Gomery with the Gomery Home Team at Dobie Real Estate. Daniel is an experienced real estate broker and Michigan realtor who knows how to navigate this shifting market, and he knows how to deliver results, whether buying or selling. Get the results you deserve and call Daniel today, 586-260-8118. That's 586-260-8118.
Are you frustrated and stuck by the endless loop of internal judgment and critical, fear-based self-talk constantly echoing in your head? Are you ready to step through the door to new ways of thinking? Tracy Berger is a certified Martha Beck Wayfinder Life Coach who can support you in transforming your thinking in both your personal and professional life. Learn more about Tracy's coaching and her April 2023 Peace and Purpose Retreat at tracyberger.com. Are you completely confident in your retirement income plan? Do you know how much is enough for you to retire comfortably and to remain comfortably retired? Jonathan Dio is a retirement planner with nearly 3 decades of experience. He has coached thousands of families to create an income stream that rises with their rising cost of living and lasts the rest of their lives. Visit mindful.money, that's mindful.money, and find out how to secure your retirement income today.
Are you a woman who is overworked, stressed, and in need of a break? Are you ready to feel refreshed and rejuvenated? It's time that you made yourself a priority and do something that brings you joy. What are you waiting for? Visit www.soaringnolimits.com. We specialize in empowering women to travel safely and fearlessly like the boss you are. The world is your playground. Let Soaring Without Limits help you to get out there and play.
Welcome back, everyone, to Transformation with Martinet, where we conquer everything and compromise nothing. My guest today is Bert Wright, and we've had a fun just sharing beginning to the show of putting ourselves out there in relationships and just believing in ourselves in order to do so. So as Bert and I were talking about on the break, this is really a good time to reflect on what we've done, what we've accomplished. Happy New Year, everyone, by the way. We were talking about, and I know it's been in my whole thought process today as well, is that it's so important as we go into 2023 is to reflect on the wins that we had for 2022 and not to be thinking about the regrets. What do you think, Bert?
Well, I agree, Martinet. And I think one thing we were talking about briefly during the break was, isn't just about the wins, but how do we frame or even reframe our experience over the past year, past several years, right? Oftentimes, our wins can unfortunately be impacted by external pressures or social media, highlight reels, right? Different things. Right. And as we're going through our journey through life, how do we define wins for ourselves at the end of the day, right? And wins don't always have to be something significant. Let me take that back. It doesn't always have to be a large leap of activity. Right. It often can be something small. So I think for myself, like for example, for me, one of my wins for this year was that I was able to release about 10 pounds, right? Mm-hmm. Starting in the last quarter, give or take. I could argue that in my head, I wanted to release 40 pounds, with this arbitrary number for whatever it is, trying to appeal to some sort of social pressures look a certain way. Mm-hmm. But I realized at the end of the day, 10 pounds is still progress
in
the journey to 40 pounds, right? So that's a win. And this year in my business, I had one of my most profitable years in business that I've had, come out of COVID in the midst of this current thing, this little flu the world caught.
Yeah.
And it wasn't where I wanted to be, but I also realized I operate in a space of being grateful yet not complacent.
Yes.
Oftentimes, right? So that's what I would share as far as, the thought process as far as celebrating our wins for the year, for whatever it is, for anybody going forward, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really something that I had an eating disorder most of my life, and I finally got another point in my life. It's like, you know what? I've beat cancer. I am quite healthy, and I may not be as perfect that I want to be, but I am just okay. I am okay. I'm good. I'm not actually even in the overweight category. I'm good. And it's celebrating that. Okay, I don't weigh 125, but 138 is pretty good. It's not bad. So it's celebrating those things. And the business, I think that's wonderful for you. I'm so happy for you. And I like to look at just the end of the year, even if I've made a little bit more money, even if I have a few more clients, that's great.
Even if you maintained or, mm-hmm. or,
yeah,
you know, if there was a loss, the win cost would be what was the lesson learned from the mm-hmm. loss, right? So much of our journey is about, so much of my personal journey has been a, how do I define win for my own internal metrics or my internal measuring sticks, right? I share with you, I think we had an initial conversation, my wife and I had a significant medical situation we dealt with this past year.
Yes.
And as we've been married now 11 plus years and realizing that how do we now define our marriage and or parenthood or lack of being a parent, you know, going forward in the U.S. because there are a lot of social pressures that you think, well, if you're married, you should have kids, right? Or if you're married, you should be at this stage in your life. If you're a certain age, you should be at a certain stage of life. If you've been in business, you'd be at a certain stage of life. If you've had a certain education, you'd be at a certain stage of your life, right? And we are oftentimes put more pressure on ourselves because of external factors more so than our own factors. And we don't give ourselves the grace to accept that it's okay. Like to your point, it's okay where I am based on where I am. And as long as I can be okay with who I am, then that's the thing where it's a win at the end of the day.
Absolutely. It's us feeling good about ourselves. That's what matters. And my dad, he's always said something like he's a bit of a slow learner. Mm-hmm. And he will often say, even now he's 86 years old, that the older I get, the less I know. It's like it just kind of a humbling proclamation, you know, whatever. But some of us have gone through some pretty hard times, and actually to get to where we are today, that's to be celebrated too. It doesn't have to be right here where you thought you'd be.
I mean, we have a very present situation. We've spent the last mm-hmm. 2.5 years, 3 years in a worldwide, you know, I use the word flu, you know, I say it, I don't mean to trivialize that experience. Yeah. Right. But if you manage to get to the other side of mm-hmm. this scenario for the past 36 months, 24 months and some change, and you are functional, you have your health, you know, mm-hmm. you're alive.
Yep.
You have a roof over your head, food on your table, clothes mm-hmm. and different things. Those are wins that should not be diminished or discounted because they may not be as glamorous as buying a new car or you know, going on an exotic vacation, right? Because those things, so it also ties into the thing of gratitude, right? You know, oftentimes the greater we are in the space of gratitude and being grateful where we currently are, it makes our current wins far more important and more impactful, which I think personally, from a vibrational standpoint and frequency standpoint, it allows you to attract more good wins into your life.
Oh gosh, yes. Yes. I think the more, and it sounds kind of cliche, you know, the more grateful you are, the more you get, but it's really true. You know, there are times when I always start my day with a walk or a workout of some kind. And when I really start moving into that and then just appreciate if I'm outside, how pretty my neighborhood is, and look around, it's like, wow, I really have it quite good. And it's like, you just, at least for me, I just get filled with this joy, and it seems like to reverberate throughout the day, if we can call that in.
Right. Yeah. You know? Yeah. I agree. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. I
agree. Yeah. Yeah.
It is, like you said, this vibration. It's like, if you can find that level of joy, even if you wake up on the wrong side of the bed or whatever you want to say, if you can get yourself moving and find that frequency, you know, of joy, and you can, if you look at your surroundings and tune into gratitude.
And then we have to constantly go back to, I said, the two phrases I said earlier was give yourself permission and mm-hmm. understand the power of setting your intentions. And, you know, we've been in this space, this work for a while. So it mm-hmm. sounds cliche to us, but I think to a lot of people, they don't realize that the power of setting intentions and the power of giving some permission mm-hmm. yields so much more powerful repercussions in our lives, right? Positive mm-hmm. repercussions, I mean, or consequences that allow us to attract what we really want and almost deflect the negative part with our right in many ways. Mm-hmm. And so I agree. It's the analogy of like how you start your day is how you end your day oftentimes.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. And it's the power, the power of choice. Mm-hmm. That we can choose our day, even no matter what is going on, we actually can choose to make a decision that it's going to be good. And yes, there might still be stuff going on around you, but we can make that decision that it is going to be good. We always have that choice, even True. If we don't have control.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
So when we talk about wins, like for you, do you, one of the things I was taught in the early part of my coaching life was to keep a list of wins. Do you do something like that too? Just reflect on if it's not such a good day or?
Not as much as I should, mm-hmm. for transparency, but yet mm-hmm. I recognize that. So I give a real life example. Uh-huh. So recently, our fridge in our house went out for a period of time. Right before the holidays, our fridge went out. Yeah. As you can imagine, that's a minor irritation. But what I realized was that I'm at a space in my life now where financially it doesn't knock my household out of financial whack.
Right.
And despite the irritation, I realized that's a win. Like I'm not at a space where I have the resources now to be able to pay for that. Now it's still irritating. Don't get me wrong, but the irritation is minor compared mm-hmm. to had I been in the space a few years earlier where I would have had to choose between, one bill or getting the fridge fixed.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And yeah. So that's a big thing. So I think I keep a running record probably in my head more so than mm-hmm. I do probably in a written form, but I do try to at least once a month, just take time to be positive and be mindful of my wins and mm-hmm. my successes and make sure I'm defining it for myself and not for others. And we go back to it again, probably is that so often we can easily be confuse our wins to an external factor and mm-hmm. an external influence, right? And I'm big about, hey, look, how do I define my wins? We think about the story of the parable of the talents. You also hear it, in the big book, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, one person had five talents, one person had two talents, one person had buried their talents, right?
Mm-hmm.
People don't realize for me, the biggest value is that it doesn't matter if you have five talents or two talents, you still have a gift that is your gift to celebrate for what it is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I always used to, I don't know about you, what you wanted to be when you were, a young boy or whatever. I wanted to be a dancer. I wanted to be a singer. It's like I had talent in either one. Talents in other areas. And that's like something to remember,
right.
In these times that, yeah, okay, maybe I can't do that, but I can watch them perform, but I can do something else.
Right. And maybe it's not being on the creative side as far as the actual mm-hmm. doing the actual creative artistry, but maybe you can still be in the space of being, a critic or being or a producer or a writer in the same space. I think that we realize that there's a way to still be around the industry, the space mm-hmm. with the talent you have that fits that particular space for what it is.
For sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. Before we take a break, how did you get into this big, beautiful world of coaching and transformation?
That's a funny story, Bernay. So the short version is, I think I was dragged kicking and screaming. I have colleagues that would tell you that I avoided the label coaching or being coaching different things. I'm a teacher at heart. At the end of the day, I'm a teacher at heart. And I love to have an impact on people's lives. So the coaching mantle took a while to get used to because I just love serving people and helping others. And so, but I definitely, maybe after the break, I can go a little more into that because you're, I think you'll find it to be a funny story. But I avoided like it was a plague.
I want to hear this because this is not a story I've heard. So, okay. Thank you everyone for tuning in so far, and we'll be right back.
New year, new home. If a new home home is on your list of resolutions, now is the time to call Daniel Gomery with the Gomery Home Team at Dobie Real Estate. Daniel is an experienced real estate broker and Michigan realtor who knows how to navigate this shifting market, and he knows how to deliver results, whether buying or selling. Get the results you deserve and call Daniel today, 586-260-8118. That's 586-260-8118.
Are you completely confident in your retirement income plan? Do you know how much is enough for you to retire comfortably and to remain comfortably retired? Jonathan Dio is a retirement planner with nearly 3 decades of experience. He has coached thousands of families to create an income stream that rises with their rising cost of living and lasts the rest of their lives. Visit mindful.money, that's mindful.money, and find out how to secure your retirement income today.
Are you a woman who is overworked, stressed, and in need of a break? Are you ready to feel refreshed and rejuvenated? It's time that you made yourself a priority and do something that brings you joy. What are you waiting for? Visit www.soaringwithnolimits.com. We specialize in empowering women to travel safely and fearlessly like the boss you are. The world is your playground. Let Soaring Without Limits help you to get out there and play.
Are you frustrated and stuck by the endless loop of internal judgment and critical, fear-based self-talk constantly echoing in your head? Are you ready to step through the door to new ways of thinking? Tracy Berger is a certified Martha Beck Wayfinder Life Coach who can support you in transforming your thinking in both your personal and professional life. Learn more about Tracy's coaching and her April 2023 Peace and Purpose Retreat at tracyberger.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the place where we conquer everything and compromise nothing. My guest today is Bert Wright, and we have been talking about wins, defining our wins and celebrating our wins. And yes, you know, there may be some things that you didn't accomplish in 2022, but you have 2023 to look forward and celebrate what you did win. So before we took a break, Bert was talking about how he was dragged, kicking, screaming, fighting into the world of transformation.
Yeah, so Marnie, as we shared briefly during the break, was the coaching mantle or the coaching title. Mm-hmm. When I came to the space years ago, I didn't know what it meant. And mm-hmm. I saw a lot of people who came to the space who identify as coaches who were coaches just because people came to me all the time asking for advice, and mm-hmm. they felt they've earned the right to give people advice as well. Yeah. And that may step on some people's toes. I apologize, but I realized that I'm a servant leader at heart. Mm-hmm. I'm a teacher and a trainer at heart. Yep. And I just love knowing I can have an impact in people's lives.
Yes.
And to be monetarily compensated for it felt kind of weird for a period of time. You mm-hmm. know, I didn't know what it meant to be paid to pretty much get people's to hold people accountable, to get people points of views, to provide some insights. So when I first started hearing about coaching, almost 10 plus years ago, mm-hmm. a lot of coaches that I first met were struggling. So mm-hmm. I didn't realize it was an actual business. I thought you had to go down this route of being a therapist, counselor, and different things. So that was my initial impression of coaching, which is why I came so hesitant to this journey and to the transformation conversation. As years has progressed, I realized that it actually is a viable business you can create for oneself.
Yep.
And people will pay me to help them better their lives, and improve their lives, which I think is very, very impactful for those that are listening, in that coaching can really be an honorable profession. Now, no matter what you call it, you can call it consultant, you can call it coaching, mm-hmm. you can call it teacher, mm-hmm. you can call it leader development, personal development, different things, however you want to describe it as, there really could be a viable business opportunity. As long as, I would say, are you providing a valuable need that either solves a pain, helps somebody attain a goal or a desired goal, right? And different things. So that has been a blessing to accept that. One of my clients this year, this person would always joke, would always say, coach. And it would always make me feel a little antsy. And if this person listening, they'll get a joke out of this. I would just get it would just make my skin crawl initially in the beginning, but I realized I just love helping people. And the mantle doesn't matter. The title doesn't matter at the end of the day.
Right.
And so, so that's the story behind Martin, about how I came to the industry and to the profession. And I just love teaching, training, and making a difference mm-hmm. in people's lives.
Absolutely. I do 100% as well. I think I was kind of led to it my whole life. And mm-hmm. I choose to believe that a lot of what I went through as a young person, child, young person on up, was to groom me for it.
Right.
But, you know, part of your story of what you said, I remember I would say what I thought was more acceptable, as in I'm a paralegal mm-hmm. and I'm also a coach on the side.
Right.
Like, I couldn't quite say it. I had to, like, paralegal was more like, you know, acceptable. Everybody knew what it was. But then coach just kind of like, oh, you really making any money at that? Right. You know, because my dad actually, honestly, to this day will still say, you know, to me, even though I'm doing pretty well, is, oh, good thing your husband makes money. Mm-hmm. It's not like it's not recognized. It's not anything that he sees as valuable.
So, well, it goes back to what we talked about today, Martinet, which is how do we define our wins for ourselves, mm-hmm. right? Our journey to coaching, our journey in our professions, not everybody is going to understand our assignment because the assignment was not given to them, right?
Right.
Let me say it again. Not everybody's going to understand your assignment because your assignment was not given to them.
Yep.
And so when you're in a space where there are business or different things and you see the success, and someone else wants to minimize your success because they don't understand that the vision was not given to them oftentimes, right? And so where we are in our lives, understand that our vision is our vision for what it is that was assigned to us. I believe it's oftentimes divinely assigned to us in many ways. And we have to be okay to walk in that space, even if it's isolating. However, it fulfills our mission. And I believe that if we are obedient, we can manifest the lives that we desire.
Right. And you know, it takes a little while to believe in yourself and your skills of what you have to offer. I know for me, I was, I didn't believe in myself enough. So I guess the judgment was above more my, fear of putting myself out there. It was the judgment that I was afraid of. And I think that might be the case with a lot of people. And just like you said, other people, they're not going to see your vision. They don't understand it. So they don't know how to even relate to you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So Bert, where can everybody find you? Even though it's right up on the screen, where can everybody find you?
Well, oftentimes LinkedIn is the best way to connect with me. Mm-hmm. Just putting in my name, Bert Wright, in LinkedIn is definitely one of the best ways. I'm pretty active on there. Mm-hmm. I do have an Instagram handle called Get Your Money Right on Instagram as well there too. So, and I'm just here as a resource, right? You know, I've been blessed that I have been able to also publish a book as well, so you can find me on Amazon as well. That's been blessed to be the one bestseller as well. So
wonderful.
And so I just find ways I can make a difference in people's lives and mm-hmm. impact them in positive ways. And if they're open or interested in how I support them, they know where to reach, get a hold of me, to send me a direct message. And I'm more than happy to have conversations about what we can do. But in the day, it's about who do you want to live your life as? And mm-hmm. I'm at a stage in my life now where I am stepping to my larger assignment and mm-hmm. being okay to accept that assignment probably scares me probably more than it excites me.
Yeah.
But also exciting because I know I'm being more of a line to who I'm led to be. And that, which includes such a thing as being okay to being called a coach and walking to the coaching space and teaching, developing larger people. I've been blessed to be in the space, you know, have been in the same spaces for many years and mm-hmm. knowing that I have value to bring to others mm-hmm. and knowing that people actually desire the value I bring to them mm-hmm. and also having evidence of the value I brought to others.
That evidence.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's something that I know I personally was taught by Sean Smith, collecting evidence. And I think that's like been a huge thing for me is when I'm making the decision to do something else and all the fear is coming in. Oh, but hey, I have done this and I've done this and I've done this. That helps so much.
Yeah. Yeah. Oftentimes we will, sadly, sometimes we keep seeking answers beyond ourselves.
Right.
When the evidence is already within ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And we dismiss that evidence to such a degree that we'll bypass opportunities and only see the obstacles because we don't realize that we have plenty of evidence where we've overcome the obstacles in the past.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we can do it again.
And we can do it again.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I was thinking about actually before we started the show, that your last name is so darn perfect for so many different avenues of creation.
Yes. Yes.
It is.
I am undoubtedly Mr. Right.
They've
all been looking for. And yes. So my wife did find her Mrs. Right, her Mr. Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Only she can use that.
Only she can use it. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
So you two you've created some businesses together, haven't you, as well?
Not officially.
Okay.
We have some things coming up. Well, every year we have a book conversation. We start every mm-hmm. year talking about relationships and different things. And 2023 actually be the 10th year of that. But we talk about, you know, either you're married, I'm married. And we realize mm-hmm. that oftentimes we don't dedicate the same amount of energy to our most important relationships as we do to our professional development.
Yeah.
And you know, we spend thousands of dollars for seminars, coaching, trainings mm-hmm. to encourage our professional development.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how often times do we spend $15, $20, $30 on a book or a retreat or for a conversation for our marriages or right. or be a parent or just on personal growth? So we've been doing it now for about 10 years now. It'll be 10 years mm-hmm. and this coming next year. And we choose a book and we just talk about it live on Facebook mm-hmm. for about 35 minutes to an hour and discuss it and share our insights. And this year, we're excited. This year, we have 12 couples. That are going to join us on our Facebook Lives this year. So we're excited to share that and go from there. Yeah.
Awesome. So where can people find that if you still have openings?
So definitely they can, like I said, go to my Instagram page. Mm-hmm. They'll see the graphic up there and how they can track. We start on January 8th is okay. our first show, 2 p.m. Pacific. And we'll share how you can follow us on there as well there too. And chime on in, log in, and just watch and be part of the conversations. We really want to take steps to hopefully encourage and foster positive relationships in marriages or those mm-hmm. that seeking to get married or married life and have healthy and honest conversations because, you know, marriage is about being intentional and doing the work.
Absolutely. And it is work.
Yeah.
We have to put in every single day.
Yeah.
We have to put that in. That's a choice too.
Yes, a choice too. Yeah.
Yes, yes. So, yeah, actually, before we take a break, we're going to take one again. But tell us about your book a bit too, like the name and where they can find that.
Oh, yeah. The book is called Say Yes, 5 mm-hmm. Steps to Go From Employee to Entrepreneur. I've ever shared my journey of going from employee to entrepreneurship
yeah.
that was quite a journey. There are some trials and tribulations that I share. Mm-hmm. And really, I just want to give people a reality check before they take that leap of faith. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be discouraging and also want to be encouraging. Mm-hmm. And I think my biggest thing is, can you combine facts and faith in your journey to become an entrepreneur?
Yeah.
And oftentimes we make a decision based on feelings more so than facts.
Mm-hmm.
And to make that journey and that transition. And I just want to make sure people being very aware of that. So it's a short book, about 60 pages. You mm-hmm. can read it about an hour. There's a handout there as part of the book as well there too. And part of it is just being okay to say, hey, you know, what does it look like to make this journey?
Mm-hmm.
I've grown a lot in that journey, realized not everybody's meant to be an entrepreneur.
Right.
But I also think there's nothing saying you shouldn't. As well mm-hmm. there too. So yeah. So if we come back after break and have more time, I can dig a little more. But definitely that's the book. It's called Say Yes, 5 Steps to Go From Employee to Entrepreneur on Amazon. And you can search my name, Bert Wright, and it'll pop up.
Awesome. That's really good. I didn't know you had a book. So that's excellent. And yeah, we can definitely go more into that because there's a big leap from going to employee to entrepreneur and just changing your whole mindset.
Right. Yeah.
So, okay. So we'll be right back, everyone, with final thoughts.
Home? If a new home is on your list of resolutions, now is the time to call Daniel Gomery with the Gomery Home Team at Dobie Real Estate. Daniel is an experienced real estate broker and Michigan realtor who knows how to navigate this shifting market, and he knows how to deliver results, whether buying or selling. Get the results you deserve and call Daniel today, 586-260-8118. That's 586-260-8118.
Are you a woman who is overworked, stressed, and in need of a break? Are you ready to feel refreshed and rejuvenated? It's time that you made yourself a priority and do something that brings you joy. What are you waiting for? Visit www.soaringnolimits.com. We specialize in empowering women to travel safely and fearlessly like the boss you are. The world is your playground. Let Soaring Without Limits help you to get out there and play.
Are you frustrated and stuck by the endless loop of internal judgment and critical, fear-based self-talk constantly echoing in your head? Are you ready to step through the door to new ways of thinking? Tracy Berger is a certified Martha Beck Wayfinder Life Coach who can support you in transforming your thinking in both your personal and professional life. Learn more about Tracy's coaching and her April 2023 Peace and Purpose Retreat at tracyberger.com. Are you completely confident in your retirement income plan? Do you know how much is enough for you to retire comfortably and to remain comfortably retired? Jonathan Dio is a retirement planner with nearly 3 decades of experience. He has coached thousands of families to create an income stream that rises with their rising cost of living and lasts the rest of their lives. Visit mindful.money, that's mindful.money, and find out how to secure your retirement income today.
Everyone to Transformation with Martine, where we conquer everything and compromise nothing. My guest today is Bert Wright. And before we left, we were talking about his book. And for those of you that may be in this whole transformational world as well, coaching or therapy or, you know, whatever field you may be in, or actually any entrepreneurial field, that if you've been an employee, switching from an employee to an entrepreneur, there's definitely a shift. Do you want to share more on that, Bert?
Yes, thank you, Marnie. Once again, thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk about my book. And mm-hmm. what I would share is there definitely is a mental shift mm-hmm. when you make that transition from being an employee to an entrepreneur, whether it's part-time, full-time, recognizing mm-hmm. that's part of the process. And so the two biggest things I would share that I highlighted in the book was understanding to trust yourself on how to make a dollar, mm-hmm. how to generate revenue at will as an entrepreneur, and also being able to trust yourself to know how fast or the turnaround time to make a dollar as well in your business as well is really the fundamental shift that I realized I had to learn from that process, right? You know, as we come to a close here, we're realizing that the year that 2022 is officially over, yeah. you know, tomorrow, New Year's Day, at the yeah. time the show will air. And people are taking a lot of time to reflect on the year, the past 12 months. Mm-hmm. Often the two biggest areas reflections is health and wealth, you know, right. what is so health, you know, in about 3 days, gyms are going to be packed, right?
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Tomorrow for some people this weekend is rent's due, mortgage due, first of the month, everything's going to be all right. And you're going to ask yourself, either this year ended in the negative or ended in the positive, right? In both of those, health and wealth. And part of that may include deciding to work for yourself or start your own business. And that's mm-hmm. why I think the book has some benefits there as well, yeah. to give you that perspective as well. And on the health side, same thing. So I would just share that no matter where you're on the journey, be okay that your process and your journey is your personal process in your journey. Mm-hmm. And that's how you define your wins for yourself. One is awesome. Define the wins for yourself. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes, your biggest win isn't taking 100 steps. Oftentimes, your biggest win is taking your first step.
Right. Right.
Taking your first out. One of my dear great friends, good brother, you know, he shared that, you know, he's been sober for 10 plus years. And I'm very proud of him for that. He also says his biggest win is taking it one day at a time. You don't get to 10 years unless you take it to one day. You don't get to one day unless you take it for 1 hour. You don't get to 1 hour unless you take it for 30 minutes, you know what I'm saying, or 5 minutes, whatever, right? And so the same thing as you wrap up our show today for my final thoughts is be okay that your win is your process, and that will lead you to your greater win, victory down the road, whatever, for whatever it is.
Yeah. You know, I remember, I think it was, we're going into 2023. So it would have been 2020. And that was the year, you know, we're all going to have the success. You know, somebody said at my church that, you know, it was like all we have to get the gunk out of our eyes or whatever. And we're going to see clearly in 2020. And that's when, of course, the whole everything hit the fan there. With COVID and all that. And I remember just thinking, like, God, you know, I want to, like, this is the year I want to make it. And then one of my colleagues, she says, you know, maybe it'll be 2023. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's not going to be 2020. It's going to be 2023. And stop pushing so hard. Mm-hmm. But I'm getting older. Yeah, we all are.
Right.
Stop pushing so hard. You're going to get there in the time frame that you are. What would you tell somebody who was thinking perhaps like me, like, oh, but I want it now. I want my quantum leap now.
Oh, we got another hour.
Yeah. I wish.
So what I would say is this. One of my biggest revelations for this year is that oftentimes leaders, you know, results-driven people, we struggle with taking time to rest. Mm-hmm. This is going to tie back into what you're saying. Yeah. What I realized for myself personally was the reason why I was so driven a lot of ways and why I had time, had I found it hard to find time to rest is because my thought process was based in a sense of lack more than a sense of abundance.
Right.
I felt that rest meant I was going to miss opportunities because I was sitting down, taking time to catch my breath, not realizing that if we're constantly in go mode, feel like you always got to get to the next thing, whatever it is, you don't give yourself the proper perspective to be able to enjoy your current successes and prepare yourself to be available for the next opportunities that comes before you, whatever, right? So yes, time's going to keep going on by. Yes, we will continue to get older. However, I would advise that we choose quality over quantity for the lives we desire. And if we have that perspective, it will arrive when it's supposed to arrive at the divinely appointed time when we are ready to receive it.
Yeah. You know, the same colleague actually that told me 2023, that's when you'll make it. She also said that this was just recently, actually, she had a client that she was really coaching her to slow down a bit as well. And she's like, but if I do, she goes, I'm just going to turn into a lazy MF, you know, like, and that was her thought process. If I do it, then that's what everybody's going to think of me. And that's what I'm going to think of me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, it's hard for a lot of us that are driven to slow down.
Yeah. And you drive for what when it's all said and done? That's what I always ask myself. Yeah. What's the drive for? Mm-hmm. So I would share in the end, you want to be goal. You want to obviously aim for a goal. I think it's great to run for it. Mm-hmm. But also be okay to say, let's take some time to celebrate my wins along the way. Because it makes it more enjoyable. It makes the journey more enjoyable when you don't give yourself time to enjoy your current wins for what it is. Because you accomplish one goal, you don't give yourself to even enjoy it and go for it. And that's probably the biggest things we struggle with as a society, but as a community, we don't give ourselves time to enjoy our wins going forward, as defined by our own definitions.
Yeah. You know, that just comes to my mind that I have another business, and part of that business is I help people get TED Talks. And I recently got a client of mine, too. And after the first one, she's like, you know, I didn't really realize how big TED was, or I didn't really think about it. She was, I don't celebrate anything. I just go on to the next thing. So it really is just so important to celebrate every step, every, as Lisa Nichols Community, what Lisa says is needlepoint moves, is to get, just celebrate every win, like you just said, you know, so important.
Yeah.
So important.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Bert. I so appreciate you. This has been a really good conversation. And I just appreciate your time and willingness to spend with me. And I, one more time, where can everybody find you and the name of your book and all that good stuff?
So yes, once again, Martin, I want to say thank you once again for your time. Thank you for the opportunity to speak to your audience. Yes. I want to celebrate you for the work you continue to do out there for the community out there. I know it's a lot of work, and to be live on air is not to be taken granted. And thank you for this opportunity once again. You can find me on LinkedIn. Name is Bert Wright. You can find me on Instagram at Get Your Money Right.
Yes.
And you can find my book on Amazon. You search for Bert Wright, and the book is called Say Yes, 5 Steps to Go From Employee to Entrepreneur. And I would love for your support, and reach out to me if you have any questions or let's support your community any kind of way. Just feel free to reach out and send me a message. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. And we'll see you next week, every Friday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. And I wish you all just an absolutely beautiful new year.
Thank you for listening to Transformation with Martinet. Did listening today spark a sense of hope and possibility? Hold on to this feeling and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific for more inspiring conversations with Martinet and her guests. They will show you there is hope and you are right where you need to be. Martinet is dedicated to supporting you right where you are while launching you towards promise, passion, and possibility that leads to the fulfilled life your heart aches for. If you're tired of being stuck, schedule a complimentary consultation with Martinet and get on the exciting path towards the life you want to be living. Visit martinetemmons.com and make your appointment today.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.